Barbara Ann and Rosalie Hawkins came up singing with their mom in church. In the early 1960s, when they first started a music group with Joan Marie Johnson, they didn't know she was their cousin. Barbara Hawkins remembers it this way.
I was on my way to the store, and she said, "Hey, come here. I heard you can sing."
Johnson was getting a group together to compete in a talent show. She convinced Barbara Hawkins to join, and when one of the guys dropped out, the bass singer, Hawkins said,
"Well, my sister sings bass, so that's how Rosa got in the group."
The three harmonizing girls didn't win the talent show, but a scout in the audience loved them and made plans to take the group to New York to audition for a record contract.
So my grandmother said, "Let me see who this gal is," because that's the way they talk. "Let me see who this gal is you're going to New York with. Get her on the phone." So I called Joan, and my grandmother said, "Ask her mom such and such." And after about 3 or 4 questions, my grandmother started laughing. She said, "She's okay. That's your cousin. It's all family." So that's how that came about.
They drove from New Orleans to New York and auditioned for all the big record companies, as well as for the famed songwriters and producers, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, who immediately signed the group, then known as the Meltones. The first song they recorded was "Chapel of Love."
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married.
The first time I heard "Chapel of Love" on the radio, it was on a Saturday morning, and I was doing my chores, which were dusting. This record came on, and it was like, "Oh, that record sounds familiar. Oh, I know that song." And then I realized that, hey, that's my voice there.
Rosalie Hawkins.
And I ran up the steps, and I was screaming, and my mom came down. She said, What's the matter? I said, "Our song is on the air. It's being played on the radio."
Today's a day.
And then we got the call from Mike and Jerry saying to come back to New York. So that was the beginning of our career, basically.
From the late 40s up to 1963, that era is considered the golden age of New Orleans rhythm and blues.
Ben Sandmill is an author, musician, and folklorist. He says one of the reasons New Orleans' golden age of rhythm and blues ended in 1963 is that British groups like the Beatles and the Yardbirds came to America.
The success of the British invasion knocked a lot of American artists off the charts.
Which is one reason why the Dixie Cups' 1964 number one hit, "Chapel of Love," was so amazing. Barbara Hawkins.
When "Chapel" was released, the Beatles had the top 10 sold up, because they were constantly releasing songs, and every one of their songs hit the charts. And many of them went to be number one. And "Chapel" just went right on up there and knocked them out the box.
The Dixie Cups had other hits, though they never reached number one, like the Mardi Gras Indian chant the Hawkins girls grew up hearing their grandmother sing.
"My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire."
The band had taken a break, and it was just the three of us in the studio. So we started drumming on, we had an ashtray, drumstick, Coke bottle, and there was an aluminum chair. And Jerry and Mike were in the control room, and they recorded it. And then they came out afterwards and said that was just awesome. They had never heard anything like that before.
Barbara and Rosa Hawkins say "Ico, Ico" and "Chapel of Love" made their career. They still sing them, though their cousin Joan long ago retired for health reasons. Aphelgra Neville has been the third Dixie Cup for the last decade. Rosa Hawkins says she never tires of singing "Chapel of Love." She did so at her son's wedding.
"When I start singing the song, I realize, my God, I was a child when I recorded this song, and I had no idea that I would be singing this song at my son's wedding."
For half a century, the Hawkins sisters have sung their number one hit at weddings and concerts. And lucky for us, they'll likely sing it this Saturday in New Orleans at the French Quarter Festival. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.